smiles, what you said. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. It seems a love got this hold on me. Prisons of prison ain't can break free. Your loading gun.
Another Valentine's Day favorite. Bon Jovi.
Courtesy of Peter St. James.
There you go. From MTV Unplugged.
I know.
It's a great version.
It is a great version.
Sambora's just sitting there cranking up.
Well, that's how I imagined Richie Sambora would be like if you were just hanging in the basement having a jam session.
Yeah. And John fooling around with their song. Tico on drums.
He's pretending he's in one of those dark lounges.
Oh, yeah. Playing at the Ramada Inn next to the airport.
No, not one of those.
Oh.
Like
sorry.
A cool one.
Oh. Murph and the Velvetones.
Sean.
Oh, man.
It's Jovi.
Hey, how come I can't... I know we got a guest in the studio, but how come we can't be this guy? I want to be this guy. A Florida man. Filled out his taxes. Claimed he had $18,000 income for the year. Okay?
All right.
$17,098 in wages. Okay. And he got a refund check for $980,000.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Guy named Ramon Christopher Blanchette submitted self-prepared tax papers, listed himself as a freelancer, included W-2 forms, at a restaurant and a nursing home.
Okay.
And one form showed that he made $17,098 in wages. The other said $1,399.
Okay.
However, one of the forms showed $1 million in federal income tax was withheld from his pay.
How does that even happen?
Somehow the Treasury Department cuts the guy a refund check for $980,000. Huh. He used the cash to open a money market account and buy a Lexus. Oh, do you think they're not catching up with you? Hello, genius.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the idiot compounds it. The money was inherited from my deceased father. Yeah, okay. Guess what? The IRS took the car and $900,000 cash. Now, the U.S. attorney is looking to recoup the $809 that he received when he canceled his auto insurance on the Lexus.
Yeah, we're not gonna give this guy a cent.
We're really not. But yeah, I made $20,000. Oh, I got $980,000 tax refund. Woo!
All right, so good morning, New Hampshire. You get the goods on what not to do.
Holy
right
moly.
Here.
Wow.
Don't go do a payday loan and try not to do this with the IRS.
Yeah, really. They will find you. They're gonna get a little cranky. There's gonna be somebody going, oops.
Yeah, evidently the words red flag meant nothing to this guy.
You do not look. $1 million withholding. He only made $20,000. Okay, whatever.
Well, according to my online software, wow, look at that refund.
I know.
Okay, file. E-file, go.
I know. Wow. 8:21 is the time. All right. Do you want to make the introductions?
Sure.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. There we go. And then please come on in and join us.
Okay.
And up here, pull that. I did none of my prep work. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Pull that down. You've been here before, though.
I've been here before.
Yeah, you're not company anymore.
I was going to lean in.
Your family. Please.
I was going to lean in. Take one for the team. We do it every morning.
Well, good morning. Please introduce yourself, because I know we're going secure thoughts here, but we're opening it up to everybody. See, look at, isn't that good? Is that a nice,
that was
nice play on words?
That was good.
Nice play on words.
Yep.
Secure thoughts. It sounds like the lounge of the Ramada Inn.
Yes, I know.
Murph and the Velvetones. See, we're back.
My name's Aaron Birnbaum. I'm with Saren Security. We do cybersecurity for primarily small businesses.
That, and again, just it's so great that you find yourself here in New Hampshire, the land of small businesses.
That's absolutely true.
You know? But people cannot take for granted that whatever program they have on their PC is going to help them as they start a new business.
If they have a program on their
PC. Yeah, if they have a program on the PC. Absolutely correct. You really do have to take... you have to bring yourself up to the next level if you're going to protect yourself in business.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's funny the number of people I talk to that say, oh, I don't need that. And I say, well, do you have, you know, general liability insurance as a small business? And they're like, well, of course I do.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, well, you know, do you have errors and omissions or officers? And they're like, yeah, I got all that. And I say, do you have cyber liability insurance? And they look at me like I have three heads.
Sorry. You're on.
Now?
Yes.
Okay. What do I need you for? I got my coffee.
There you go.
Yeah, see, this is what people think
sure
going in.
I've got the
protection.
I pay $99 a year. Hello?
Yeah, I know.
How can you go wrong?
I know. But again, you're putting yourself into a whole different class, if you will, going into business.
No, absolutely. And I'm not going to bash McAfee. I think they have a fine solution. If you're at home and you use your computer for going online and surfing the web, maybe reading email, but...
Right, all that home stuff is fine for McAfee.
Sure.
Well,
okay. Yeah.
When does it start getting dicey?
Well, it starts getting dicey when you have what they refer to as personally identifiable information, or PII. And that can be a medical record. That can be your accounting profile.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a legal file. Really, it can be any kind of data. And even if you're a small business, your hot dog place.
Okay.
Do you take credit cards?
Oh yeah.
There's a whole
system. Once you get into business,
yeah.
you're dealing with a whole, and how many businesses rely online? All of them.
Most of them.
At this point, all of them are you have an online component.
Sure, absolutely. The thing I was going to mention though today is, being it's Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
a number of you are going to get an email from
naked pictures of Anna Kournikova.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
Or your secret admirer.
There's nothing.
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to be so tempted to go there.
Yes, Anna Kournikova, absolutely. And it's one of the, believe it or not, it's actually one of the biggest times for malicious hackers to.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
It is.
Absolutely.
I've been hearing it for days now.
No kidding.
Watch out for the scams.
Who isn't going to open from your sweetie?
Me.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay, because I know it's fake.
Well, your bride might have figured out, hey, I found this great thing, so I sent it to you.
But I know her website address or her email address.
What about an e-card?
I don't open those.
Okay.
Well, but on Valentine's Day?
No, I don't. I will hear about it a couple days later. You mm-hmm. didn't say anything. Oh, okay. And then I explain, I'm not opening garbage.
Anything that I don't
okay.
know, yeah.
And then
know.
They go, oh, okay, yeah, my bad, I didn't think about that. So I'm sorry, I don't take a chance.
You can see how, however,
oh, yeah, no,
that
no,
others might let the wall down a little bit today.
You also mentioned that you know your significant other's email address.
Yeah.
Email address, very, very easy to spoof.
Absolutely.
I could send both of you guys from djtrump@whitehouse.gov. And
ooh,
you,
I'd open that one.
You
see,
are.
See?
Oh.
Or irs.gov, and we're coming into tax season, as you mentioned. That's also one of the biggest.
Okay, so how can you do that?
You want the technical explanation?
No, Pollyanna right here, okay?
Okay.
My bank.
Sure.
There's my thing.
Yep.
From the bank, I'm looking at the email address going, yeah, okay, cool. Or IRS.gov, ooh, Social Security, whatever. It's like, okay, yeah, that's good. How can you, like, fake it? Well, I think it would be hard, but it's not.
No.
It's actually very, very easy. When you look at an email, like, from your bank,
right. Mm-hmm.
You see images, you see pictures, you see mm-hmm. the logo
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's referred to as an HTML email or a rich media email. And that's not an actual picture. That's computer code. And it says display this color or display this image.
Okay.
Well, right where at the top, it's going to say from display this text from your sweetie at heremail.com.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we spend a lot of time when we do security awareness training is, even if you think you know who it's from, take the half a second, take your mouse, put your arrow over any link that you're going to click,
mm-hmm.
and then look in the bottom left-hand corner if you're using a Windows operating system,
right. Yep. Right.
And it will tell you where that link is going to go when you click it.
Oh.
So if it says, ZKR2.RU. It's probably not from
your it's not from your bank or your sweetie. Got right, that. Absolutely. Yeah.
But that only that stuff only happens in New York and California. It doesn't happen in
No. The internet is everywhere. It's everywhere.
Small businesses generally don't have what they feel is an adequate budget, and so they just don't even try.
I know.
And we do solutions that are, you know, $200-$300. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Absolutely.
It's not, I don't need $5,000-$10,000 worth of stuff.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
The best thing that you could actually do, in my personal, professional opinion, mm-hmm. isn't buy hardware and it's not buy software. You can have all the blinky lights you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can have,
I like
you know,
the blinky lights.
Cool software and everything. You have to train your people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first line of offense. It's the first line of defense. It's the most important thing because 90-something percent, I think it's like 91% of network penetrations happen through email.
Right.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Right, through somebody just like, I'm so sorry, I thought this was from management,
right.
I opened it up, and I shouldn't have, and uh-oh.
Oh, please. I never open stuff from management. So, I mean, that's not going to happen.
All right.
You know better than that.
Okay, so despite the fact that Peter might be impenetrable, okay, opening yourself up.
But what about clickbaiting? When I'm cruising along on Drudge or MSN or Fox,
sure.
And it's best taco stand in New Hampshire. I'm like, oh, fine, I'll bite. You know, okay, I check. Is that hurting me?
It could.
It could.
Oh,
there's actually a whole, I don't want to say school of thought, but there's a whole strategy that criminals will use, and they'll actually buy advertising on a reputable site,
right.
MSN.
Right.
And they'll say, here's our creative, here's our image, here's our link, just have people click on that.
But I'm taking it off MSN, so I figure that's legit.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Exactly.
And to them, it's worth it because of the money they're going to make. It's right. worth it to put out a little advertising dollar.
Okay. I'm not even going to insult you by asking about porn sites.
Why? What have you heard?
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Wait a minute. Which one?
Well, there's a big email going around now. It says, hey, Peter, we know what you've been doing. We hijacked your computer.
Yeah.
We hijacked your webcam.
Okay.
We have pictures of you and the sites that you're on.
Sweet.
We're going to send them to everyone in your contact list, all your friends, unless you pay us 0.2 bitcoins.
I'm going to be a hero.
That's great because I was going to ask about ransom type situations.
Sure.
Because again, for businesses especially, that's a thing that could affect you.
No, absolutely. Ransomware is a huge problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a webcam.
Oh, well.
You think there's not a webcam.
Yeah.
See?
Those little nudie pictures were not made.
That was a screwdriver. I was trying to fix something.
Right.
But I mean, will that affect business or individuals?
Both.
Really?
Both, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, again, I know nothing, but they can freeze my computer and boop.
Sure. Without getting, again, into technical, nobody mm-hmm. wants to hear about that.
No,
right.
Not really.
They effectively lock all the files in your computer.
Right.
And unless you have the proper password.
And that'll cost me $5,000 or a grand.
Or to
or
get
or
it
whatever,
back.
Whatever,
right.
Whatever,
to, whatever, we will,
the,
right.
whatever the criminal thinks they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge problem, but my biggest problem, not my biggest problem, one of the biggest problems is someone came into your business
mm-hmm.
and they put a gun to your head and they said, give us money or we're shutting your business down.
Yeah.
And then, but if you give us money, we'll just leave. I mean, what are the odds of that happening? And
yeah,
people
I know.
Pay the ransom because
yeah,
it's,
I know.
That's
because
why
they can touch nothing.
Right.
They really have been frozen.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what works for the ransomers because you're like, I could do nothing. I can't go on with my business. I can't go on with what we do.
But do they really have control or are they just threatening and I don't want anything to happen, so I'm giving them the money?
Right. Well, that is the question.
Yeah.
That is the $64,000
question.
What I don't understand is, well, I trust you. I'm going to give you some money. I trust you to give me my files back. To me, that's...
What are you, a Nigerian prince?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I know, right, right. I know.
Really?
I know.
But having said that, I can definitely... And I personally always say don't pay it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's mm-hmm. just, it's all you're doing is perpetuating it right. for everybody
Correct.
Else.
Right. Correct. Right. And you and there's another red flag that goes on your name of been we've gotten these people before. Keep them on the hot
yeah,
list.
Yeah, we need money. Yeah. Hey, get a hold of him.
Try
he's,
him
he's
again.
Good
yeah.
for a grand.
It worked.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't ask you, they wouldn't ask an individual for $50,000. They might ask you for $150 to get your computer.
Sure. Sure.
And then you got to figure out if you're a business, if you're a small business and you're losing $2,000 a day,
mm-hmm.
are you going to take the chance that they're going to release your stuff for the $2,000?
Right. I know. I know.
If you lose that $2,000,
right.
now
then,
you're,
then now you're really
in trouble.
I know.
Now, see,
I know.
And I know we're going to have to take a break, but can we keep them around?
Oh, for yes. Okay. Yeah, no, okay. no, because my questions haven't been answered yet.
Uh-oh.
Well, I just, I go ahead. It's Peter.
Oh.
Work your thought.
I just saw some lights flashing.
Yeah.
Blinky lights.
This has got to be a growth industry for you. No, it's the voices in my head. because we talk about this daily.
Sure.
Let's see. Apps for your sneakers. Apps for your heaters at home. Yep. Turning on your refrigerator. There was an app at Vegas. Flush the toilet and put the seat down. I'm like, seriously?
There's an app.
Okay.
There's an app for that. My
yeah.
wife
yeah.
loved
yes.
that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you put? I don't know. I'll do
yes.
it.
And yes, I got I it now. Thank you. Yeah.
Turning on the heat, the television, the stove. But there are apps everywhere, and they keep saying, "Well, you know, they could be hacked."
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So I want to touch on that
okay.
because this is stuff. I'm sorry. I'm so old school.
No, it's
not a chance in hell. I'm doing any of this stuff. But I'm just like, seriously? I mean, I can see some merits. But not when I'm opening myself up. But anyway, we'll talk about that. We got to take a break.
Let's do that.
We'll be back. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, setting the mood, folks.
Same old situation. Tommy
Too
Lee.
Too funny.
Wailing on the Skins in the back. I loved it when it was upside down.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Aaron's in with us talking cybersecurity. And there's so many of us that, well, Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb.
Yeah.
We don't know anything. We hear about stuff going, that's bad. And then we blindly go into the same stuff that we just accused people of doing, and we don't know.
Sure. And a lot of it is ignorance, which is, again, why I said dollars for donuts, the best thing you can do is train your people.
Mm-hmm.
But I am my people, Aaron.
Okay. Well, then you
yeah.
need to get trained. And so many times in small business in New Hampshire, the people are good at what they're good at.
Sure.
They make jewelry, great. So they're good at the jewelry thing. They're a landscaper, great. They're great, you know, they do the landscaping thing. They don't necessarily know how to run a business.
It's interesting because a lot of small business people have, you kind of have to have somewhat of an ego to think you're going to start your business.
Absolutely. And I'm going to succeed at my business,
yep.
of course. Yeah.
Absolutely, I do.
Yep.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
But you need to know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't drill my own teeth. I go to a dentist.
Right.
Smart move.
Well, see, again,
okay,
it seems
you
to make
the
sense
head of the
now.
Class,
yeah.
Aaron. No, that's good.
I gave myself this nose job.
Here, yeah, right. Here's some pliers. Let me see what you can do. Yeah.
So it's important for anyone to realize, look, I got a leak. I'm not going to go get a monkey wrench. I'm going to call
right,
a plumber.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, okay, maybe I could go to YouTube and watch a video and
For small things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But generally speaking, as my wife will attest, I'm much better off calling the professional,
yeah,
letting
right.
them come in there and not bothering them while they do their job.
The best thing I can make around the house, Aaron, is a phone call. You know, it took me a while to get to that point.
Oh, well,
and I will go as far as I can go, but I also know at this point I gotta just stop and yeah. bring a professional in.
Absolutely. And I think that again, people you talked about before, it's $5,000-$10,000. There's no
sure.
way I can afford
mm-hmm.
that. It's really
right.
not.
Yeah.
But the thinking is one of two schools. A, it's mondo expensive.
Right.
I can't afford it.
Right.
And B, I don't do anything. I don't need it. So between those two schools is you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're in, okay? And really, seriously, you're in the middle of two saleable arguments that people are saying it costs too much, which you can debunk.
Right.
Or I don't need it, again, which you can debunk. But they're comfortable in those two areas.
Sure. Until they get hit.
There and you
then,
go.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, there is no amount of money. Yeah, right.
You're
well,
my newest, bestest friend.
And my rates just doubled. No, I'm
just No. But if you see, if people are thinking, I can't afford this, really, it's because they haven't asked.
Right.
It's because they haven't asked and found out.
They don't see the need. There's the problem. Because I'm not downloading stuff. I'm not on Pornhubs. I'm not on this stuff.
Yeah, but however, but you're going into business and you're opening yourself up to the internet, to the World Wide Web.
Oh, I get it.
I get it. So as you increase in this, you have to understand that there's a little protection you need to have. There are things you need to know going into this that, like you said, Aaron, you don't know yet.
Sure. And that's one of the most important things. It's worth it to a phone call because I will come out or one of my guys will come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just.
You got guys?
I got guys.
That's great. That's good.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I got a guy. I know a guy.
Well, because he was smart about it as he started the business.
So, what you need to know, 866-666-4235.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to know.
Call and ask the questions.
There you go.
Absolutely. We will come out and we will spend half an hour with you, mm-hmm. depending on what it is. We'll say, look, you're doing this. This is great. Keep doing this. You're mm-hmm. not doing this. And either you really should or it's required. If you take credit cards, there's a whole bunch there's a whole list of things.
I'll tell you the one time out of all the years I've had computers,
mm-hmm.
and oh my God, I started back with the Apple IIc.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You are old.
I still have it. I still have it. You want to buy it?
I have a Franklin Ace 1200.
I had a problem with, I think it was the telephone company that I was buying the service from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the computer, I didn't know, computer wasn't doing something. Called their tech people, and they said, oh, okay, well, can we look at your computer? I went, okay, yeah, I guess. And I'm thinking, how are they doing this? And all of a sudden, I hear the guy going, oh, is that your dog? I'm going, what?
They're taking control of my computer. Yep.
And I'm like, who? And I'm seeing pictures moving around, and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only time in the 120 years since the internet was founded that I've been online. Scared the hell out of me. Somebody was in my computer.
It's normal business today.
Well,
it is normal business.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yes. I can do it.
Do you have a guy that can do that?
Yeah.
Both,
I do it all the time with our computers at work.
Can you?
From home.
Yep. That just creeped
absolutely.
Me out. But that was the first time I realized that there's something bigger than this little box sitting on my desk.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it's like, what?
That's they can for get, real.
And this guy's going, oh, great picture of the dog. You know, I've got dogs. And I'm like, whoa.
All right.
Yeah, that creeped me out.
There's a famous picture of Zuckerberg, and he has these little dots that he puts over the camera on his laptop. And when I first saw that, I thought that was the silliest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take a Post-it or a piece of glue. But the more I thought about it, that camera can easily, relatively, be taken at any time.
Right.
And you get the camera, you get the mic.
Right.
I can tell whatever you're doing. I can see what you're doing. I can mm-hmm. record what you're doing. Hence the porn blackmail.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Will. But more than that, I can take over your whole computer. You'll never know. I can take over your whole computer. You'll never know. And mm-hmm. then I can use both of you guys to take down his business.
Right. Because there's a connection. Absolutely. There are so many nefarious ways to use the web. God, I wish some of these people would work for legitimate companies.
We don't know how to do that.
They could be the next big startup or the next big thing that we haven't discovered yet, except they're working the nefarious angle.
If they would use their powers for good,
it would be such
We'd
a wonderful world.
We'd have cures for cancer. I mean, some of the technology these guys have and girls have done, they have been able to do what's called a proof of concept, which means we could do it. We haven't done it, but we could literally hack every Intel and AMD chip to get into your computer. Who doesn't have one of those in their computer?
I know.
And so the level of sophistication and knowledge of the engineering is it's staggering to me. Mm-hmm.
But see, to me, it's and we've talked about this. It's a numbers game. Yeah. They throw out 100,000 emails.
Right.
They get response on 500. Hey,
that was a good day.
It was a good day.
Yeah, I know.
Good day,
Tater. Yeah, right.
You know, and you do that every day. oh, we get 100, we get 500, we get 50.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're still ahead of the game. It costs them squat
right.
to ship out those phony mailings.
Absolutely. Right.
But I think that just reemphasizes the fact that you got to have somebody on your side that is ahead of the game. You need to be in contact with somebody and not pretend that you think you know everything.
An attacker only has to be right once.
That's right.
A defender has to be right all the time.
Every time. Yeah,
and it is a defensive battle.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And every time something new comes out, 2 weeks later, somebody's found a way around it, or somebody's broke the code, or someone has, you know, developed a new technique or a new method to do damage. Let's say.
And the sad reality is, even as you're starting to hear about some new improvement that is going to be good for you, the bad guys are already at it on the other side.
Can a company hire you to come in?
Absolutely.
To look at their stuff?
Sure. I will come in and look at it for free.
But if they got a crypto techie guy says, I hate you. I got this handled. And then you come in and you're going, huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. No. Oh, hell no. No.
Then you start to work together.
Well, we hope.
You got to sell the crypto techie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. On
that, okay. Why are you doing that? You should be doing that. Well, mm-hmm. you know, ego being what it is.
But if he's a good crypto techie guy, he's already on top of we need a little bit
but
more.
Have you seen what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've seen both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've gone into a situation where I had a guy that was very aggressive and territorial.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Which I can understand.
This is my stuff. Yeah.
And I finally said, hey, can I talk to you for a minute over here? And I said, listen.
Hey, jerkweed. What are you doing?
No. He was much more diplomatic. He was much more diplomatic about it.
I said, listen, if things go wrong and I'm not here, they're blaming you. If things go wrong and I'm here, they're blaming me. Do you really want that? Because most IT guys, if they say I'm an IT guy,
right.
they're a network guy. They're a software guy.
Right, right.
Sure.
Right.
They know what they know. I'm not taking anything away from them. They're
right.
smart.
Right.
But they, again, they
but that's
don't
what I'm saying.
Know
they
security.
Don't know. They've made a few movements into this area, but they really don't know.
Right.
Again,
And they certainly don't know what's coming. Teams. They don't know what's coming down the pike, too.
But I've also had people go, oh, I'm so glad you're here because I don't know what the heck to do.
Yeah. And I do know a lot.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't know what the heck to do.
Like,
yeah.
We never hear that. God, it's nice. Glad you're here. When was the last time we heard that?
I know.
Come on.
I'm glad you guys are in my room.
This is perfect, Aaron. This is perfect.
The difference between grandma over here, mm-hmm. who has Skype,
sure.
stays in touch with the grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
checks her email,
yep.
and a small to medium-sized company in New Hampshire. Same issues?
Different issues.
Because again, I think you're a little bit more vulnerable when you're putting yourself out there online as a business. Because grandma's not doing that.
Well, but I mean, she still is online.
Well, yeah, I know she's still online. But she doesn't have the friends that a business is going to have that can be much more attractive to somebody that might want to break the security.
Two things. Yeah. One is grandma has grandma's information.
Mm-hmm.
If grandma's information gets taken or used or abused,
yeah.
Grandma's information.
Right.
You got a small business and your whole clientele, your whole client list
gotcha.
Gets taken?
Yeah.
Completely different story.
Hi, you need to call your best client and tell them this has just happened.
Right.
Ooh, don't want to make that call.
Well,
don't want to make that call.
And you do. You legally are required, if you're breached, notify anyone that could have been breached.
Absolutely.
My first call would be, Aaron, you got to call this guy.
Yeah, see, I know. But you got to make
exactly what I'm doing.
You got to make that connection first. You got to make the connection first.
Aaron, bus coming. You under bus.
Usually, it's we.
The hell am I paying you for?
We already got hit by a bus. The other thing is a lot of basic lower level criminals will write a computer code, a script,
mm-hmm.
and it says go to this website, then go to the next one, then go to the next one, then go to the next one. So they're not actively saying, all right, I want Peter St. James.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
Now, if they do, if that's a whole other discussion.
Or Pat Kelly. Thank you. Don't take my stuff.
Okay. I understand the bus thing, Aaron. I understand the bus thing.
So you can say, well, I'm not. Who's going to attack me? You know, who's going to want my stuff? It's the numerical system we use
mm-hmm.
is going to want you.
Yeah.
And invariably, they're going to send a request, a ping. They're going to say, hey, is anybody guarding this website? And if someone says, yes, we are, they're going to go, okay, cool, see you. Sorry, my bad.
Yep.
Let's go to the next one. Are you guarding? Yes, I am. Okay, we'll go to the next one until oh, nobody's guarding this.
There's an opening, yeah.
Now, the other thing is, if I take over grandma's computer, I can send an email to grandson.
True.
I can send an email to daughter. Good point. Or
right.
Son-in-law.
Yeah, and they can work it in another angle.
It's
yeah.
coming from grandma. How yeah. bad could it be?
I know, right, right.
How bad
right,
could it be?
See, oh, okay, so good point well taken.
It's important that, and again, that's why we work with small businesses, because you can say, well, you know, I don't have anything worth value, or nothing's going to happen, or blah, 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 but if your computer becomes a victim, as it were,
right.
then it can be used for a lot of other things that you don't necessarily think about.
You don't even realize, yeah.
Your neighbors.
Yeah.
Because they're all basically on one long network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
Wow.
And
it can lead to other things. And
if I'm an attorney or if I'm an accountant and I have to make that call,
mm-hmm.
hey, I
yeah.
have to let you know.
Yeah. We've been breached.
How long are you
going to
stay in business?
I know.
And
I know.
I actually got into this industry because a business I had before was breached.
Wow.
Now, we were PCI payment card compliant completely.
Right.
Because I knew enough at that point to, hey, we got to, you know, make sure that this is separate and these rules are followed.
Right.
Sure.
And blah, blah, blah. And we were lucky because all they did was deface our website and take it down, which wasn't great, but the alternative was obviously a lot worse.
Sure, sure, sure. Could have gone along another
and I'm
way.
I'm thinking, you know what? I've been building this business for 12 years, and it could go away tomorrow.
Yeah.
Somebody in Belarus or Romania is like, hey, watch this.
I know.
Or Bill Ricca.
Yeah. Bill Ricca.
It doesn't have to be that far away.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I know.
If you get a Valentine's Day greeting today from Saren Security that says, hey, as a Valentine's Day offer, we will give you a year's worth of free service. Do not click it.
Yeah, don't click. Don't click.
Aaron ain't giving away the house for free.
However, after Valentine's Day, if you're thinking you need to do a little bit more about cybersecurity,
SarenSecurity.com, S-E-R-O-N, is it case sensitive?
No.
Okay. SerenSecurity.com, SerenSecurity.com, or 866-666-4253. Talk to Aaron or say, oh, I can't talk to you. Let me talk to one of your guys. Whatever.
You're still okay.
Please come back. There's nothing that makes our day more than somebody bumming the hell out of us, realizing we can get shafted and lose everything in the blink of an eye. You're our guy to do that, Aaron.
But he's here to lay the light of hope as well.
He's here to scare the hell out of us.
No. He's here to let us know he's here to help.
God. Okay, fine.
It all depends on how you... It depends
Mr. Glasses
on perspective.
Half full over there.
Thank you very much.
Fine, all right.
From glasses half empty.
Thank you. Please come back, Aaron.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Thank you very much.
Save us both.
Back with more.